my gosh. Hey. Do you recognize me? It's okay. That's kind of the point. After high school, I kind of learned how to, you know, take care of myself better. I was super mousy in high school. Always had my hair pulled in that tight braid, yeah, that thing, and those chunky glasses. So, I look pretty different now, it's true. Thank you. I'm glad to hear you say that. I started to work out more, and I learned how to take care of my skin, and I got LASIK, so no more glasses. Yeah, I think it looks better this way. You know, it's, instead of, you know, super frizzy, I think I've downgraded it to just nice and curly. I think I just also like myself a lot more, so I carry myself better. Yeah, they put together a really good night. There's so many balloons. I wonder where they got them all. And the food's pretty good. At least what I've had so far, which is just the punch. Yeah, I think I saw him do that too. Yeah, leave it up to Brad to spike the punch, even at our own high school reunion. I bet he thought he was being slick. But everybody's just pretending not to notice because nobody cares. I'm so sorry. How are you? What have you been up to these past few years? It's crazy that it's been so long since high school. Sometimes it feels like we just graduated yesterday. Guess that's part of being older. I thought you might have gone into that field. You were always talking about it in school. Yeah. We didn't really hang out. Because of the whole alphabetical order thing, I usually sat either right behind you or a couple of chairs behind you, so. Yeah, I'd hear you messing around a lot in class. It's okay. Well, everything turned out okay anyway, so. Me? I ended up going to vet school. I'm actually finishing up right now. I've always been really passionate about animals, so now I finally get a chance to really apply myself. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it. I'm really excited to graduate. All those AP classes finally paid off. I got to exit my undergrad a little earlier than everybody else, so I'm a little bit ahead of the curve. I don't really know what they have planned for the night. I declined all those invitations to go on the committee. Yeah, they wanted me to, you know, talk about the AP program and promote the new baccalaureate thing that they're trying to insert, but I don't know, I'm just not really interested in being their spokesperson anymore. You know? And anyway, I'm trying to get out of here and just kind of walk the halls a little bit. Forgive me for saying so. I know that he was one of your friends, but I really don't want to hear Chad Wyatt, give another humble brag speech about how rich he is in the address. Yeah, he may have backed me into a corner earlier when he saw me to give me the whole spiel. I don't think he remembered who I was. He kept calling me Jessica. Yeah. Close enough, right? But, yeah, I was just gonna take a little walk around the school and look at the old halls and maybe even enter a few classrooms. No, we're not supposed to, but it's fun, you know? Yeah, I guess I have changed a little bit. I never would have done something against the rules in high school. I was really, really timid. Not that I'm some fountain of confidence now, but I don't clam up whenever a cute guy talks to me anymore. I mean, when I'm, you know, out. Anyways, I'm gonna go. Unless you wanna come with me? Yeah, sure, we could check out some of the old classrooms. Oh my god. Everything looks the same. You'd think they've done some redecorating in 10 years, but nope. Same super ugly paintings. I think it was supposed to lend some sort of air of culture to the school, but it just looks trashy. Yeah. Ugh. And this trophy case. They've still got Chad Wyatt, Brad Johnson. Top of the case. Must be pretty proud of that. It might also have a little bit to do with how much they contribute to the alumni fund. I'm not being cynical. I'm just being, you know, practical. Oh my gosh. Is that Mr. Turner's class? I thought it was around here. Hey, do you want to go inside? Let me check. I don't think it's locked. He left it unlocked. Let's go in. Oh my gosh. I guess he updated the setting a little bit. A couple of new books. But nope. Same disgusting old chair. God, I hate this chair. It's all like orange and brown and green. Ugh. It fits him, though. He was an asshole. Yeah, I guess that's the first time you've ever heard me cuss. But he was an asshole, though. He was so mean to everybody for no reason. I never could figure him out. Just seemed like something crawled up his butt and died. I mean, it probably didn't help that he was always drunk. You didn't know that? Wow, he was totally obvious about it. He always reeked of it. Actually, a friend of mine said that she had to stay behind to clean the whiteboard one day, and she looked in his desk, and he kept it right there. Out in the open. There's a whiskey bottle in his desk. Apparently it's the good stuff, too. See? There it is. Oh my god, he hasn't changed at all. Man, I just hated him so much. You give us so much extra work for no reason. If anybody talked out of turn. He was trying to turn us all against each other. Of course I didn't show it. I'm not you. I didn't have any guts at the time. He would get so mad, and he would turn red in the face if anybody interrupted him. Oh my gosh, do you remember how angry he got when that fire alarm went off during that huge final? Saved your butt, huh? Well, good thing somebody pulled it. I mean, that it went off. I'm assuming somebody pulled it. I mean, there was nothing happening in the building. But we were out just long enough that he had to cancel the final until the next week. So many memories. I'm really glad that I'm not here anymore. But it does give me some nostalgia. Young, your life's just in front of you. You don't know what's gonna happen yet. I wish I could tell that girl that things are gonna get better. I was so shy. Barely talked to anybody. I was really self-conscious about my appearance. But I didn't know how to do anything about it. It's okay. You don't have to say that to make me feel better. Man, I would just sit in this desk, so bored out of my mind. I would just spend the whole time daydreaming just to get through class. What would I daydream about? You know, nothing. No, it's, you know, what every teenage girl daydreams about. You know, her crushes and whatever. Well, I only had one crush. But, so, it was pretty much a... It was pretty much a one daydream over and over again kind of thing. Who was it? Oh my god, it's super embarrassing. No, I don't mind telling you. But first, pass me that whiskey bottle. Cheers to Mr. Turner. To Mr. Turner. May he never receive the tenure he's looking for. I used to have the biggest crush on you, you know? It's not that crazy. I mean, you were really cute. Which isn't to say that you aren't still. Because you are. But, that's not important. We never really talked, but I sat behind you in almost every class, and you were so funny and nice to everybody, and I really liked you. So you were the person that I would fantasize about in Mr. Turner's class. It's... Don't get a big head about it. I didn't tell you because I was, you know, I couldn't work myself up to, I could barely work myself up to talk to you, you know, much less tell you something like that. I did, though, that fire alarm thing. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, I heard you telling somebody that you didn't, that you weren't ready for the final and that you were worried because it was such a big part of our grade. So I just went to the restroom and pulled it. Nobody ever questioned me because nobody thought it could possibly be me. Heck, I couldn't believe I did it. Well, you're welcome. I'm glad that I helped. Yeah, it was probably the one time I ever did anything that I could actually get in trouble for. What? You're still on that, huh? Haven't I embarrassed myself enough? What did I fantasize about? I mean, you know, I was a teenager, so combining the thing I hated with the thing that I liked, I would give me more of that whiskey. I would fantasize about you fucking me on the desk. Not my desk, but Mr. Turner's desk. I mean, it was a power fantasy. It was like, well, I can, you know, dirty his desk and, you know, fuck you at the same time, so. Yeah, a real double fuck you. Not very creative, I know. He did? You had a crush on me? But we, like, never talked. You thought I wasn't interested in you? Oh my gosh, I could go back and kick myself. No, I was totally into you. I didn't really know how to express it. Except for the, you know, fire alarm thing and I'm sure spooky googly eyes from the back of the room. Really? You would watch me too? Oh. You would have the same kind of fantasies. Oh my gosh. I guess our high school selves were really dumb, huh? Well. At least we know now. Oh, wow. That was That was really nice. No, I really, really liked it. Actually, can you do it again? I used to think about this all the time. The only reason I came to this stupid reunion thing is because I was kind of hoping I would see you. And, see me like this. Like, hot now. I'm not being vain, no. I know you're just teasing. I just know that I look a lot better than I did, back then. You thought I looked beautiful back then, too? Really wish that I had worked up the courage to talk to you back then. You had the same fantasy about Mr. Turner's desk? Well, one thing is different. What is it? Oh my gosh. No, not like bad, oh my gosh, like good, oh my gosh, because that's, I can't believe I didn't think of that. Yeah, I think that bending me over the desk is actually with my braid wrapped around your fist. Oh, I, well... I think that I have a hair tie in my pocket. Here, let me just keep kissing me now. I'm braiding it. No. You're not gonna rush now. I appreciate the sentiment, but if you wanna go slow later, you can come back to my hotel room. How does that sound? Right now, I want you. Because that's... Sorry. Okay, sorry. I'll stop apologizing. Because that's how I had always imagined it. A late bloomer. They only got big after high school finished. Fuck. I can't stop. Please, will you put your hand over my mouth? Just to make sure that nobody gets curious. I mean, please, cover my mouth. After all these years, I actually fucked you. It was seriously like, you just made all my fantasies come true. The dusk, and then, you know, with the whole wrapping my braid around your fist. I didn't expect to like that as much as I did. I might have to braid my hair more often. I still can't believe it. Though I went through all of high school and didn't have the guts to talk to each other about what we felt even once. Doesn't matter though. I kinda like it this way. Oh shit. Oh man. I think we broke the whiskey bottle. That's what fell over earlier. drinking at school anyway. We should probably get out of here before somebody comes looking for us. But, if you want, you could swing by my hotel later for, some better whiskey. Or that. I was trying to be, subtle. Let's get out of here.